Here on Daf, Kuf Lamed Omed Beis. Four lines from the top of the Omed. Gufe, Omar, Rav Chisde, Hamazik, Matnes Kohune, Oisha Ochlon, Potter, Milushalem. The person is Mazik, Matnes Kohune, Osha was speaking about Zroel, Chayim, Vekeve, my time. So the Gemara brings two reasons. We had a posik ze, so memela the whole chiyuv is only vzeye mishpata kahane meisa om. That means if it is be'en, then there's a chiyuv to give. If it was, it's not be'en, so that there's no chiyuv. That's one mocker. We boy same mishum da havelay mamein she'ein lay tayve. Because it's mamein she'ein lay tayve. So let us see Rashi. Hamazik matnes kohune koydem shenostan lekoyim hishlicham luur eliyam. He threw them away. So he's potter. So either the reason is the chsibu ze yiyah mishpat. Okay, Hanim. The mashma ba'oidon kayomis chayev litnom. When the matonis are ben, then there's a chayev to give to the kahanim. Aval einon kayomis lechayev lechayev akosu behen tashlumin. But if they're not ben, you're only paying for them, there's no chayev tashlumin. A limit from a posik. Viboy yisayme mishum dahavle momen shayin le toivin. Ein le bailim shayuchlu le toivay bedin. There's no one that can be toiveya the bailim. Shahu yacholayma loy le koyin acha ani noisnam vloy loch. Who says I have to give it to you? I can give it to another koyin. Now, before we go further, let us look a few minutes in the Ran. The Ran is Bedaf Harif, Daf Mem Dalad Amed Beis. It's by where it says Gemara, Yiboy Yisayim Mishum Dahavalei. That's the second reason why it's potter to pay, because it's momen she'ein lo toiv. Ein lo bailim sheyuchlo letovay bidim. Sheze yocholim eloi lekayin achan inoisin v'loiloch. So that's why when it's not ben, it's potter, because it's momen she'ein lo toiv. The Tmeini. So the Ran asks Akashe, Imkein, Ma'ir Yamazik. So if there is such a svore that the Bailim could be Matre the Teveya and say that, who says I have to give it to you, I can give it another Kayim. So Ma'ir Yamazik, so why does this halacha only apply by a mazik matnes kune? Afilu iisnu beinayu nami en lam taivim. That means when it is ben, there's also no taivim. What is the difference between eine ben and yeshne ben? If there is such a taine, I'm not mechuyif to give it to you. So this applies afilu when it's ben also. This is the kasha that the Ran asks on Rashi. And because of this, the Ran is chaylik on Rashi. Umashma li dahochi kama. Tivin de matnes kohune momen shein loy taivim hu. Since matnes kohune is momen shein loy taivim, nehei dechi isnu beinayu machayev mishum mitzvah. When it's be'en, there's a chi of mitzvah. Ki lesno be'inayi enkan mitzvah ולוי דין מומת, ונצנת בהם, there's no mitzvah, there's no moment, הלכך פוטה לגמרי. So therefore you're פוטה, ולפי כך נראה לי, ואפילו בבולות שידי שמיים פוטה. אפילו, a person wants to be יוצא, אפילו לוצא שידי שמיים, he's also פוטה. לנסחב לי, מה שקוספו בתויסוויס, we'll see as the סוגיה progresses, that Taisa says, the Ike bein lishne kama le lishne basarim, leman de mafik lo midachsiv ze, afilo bo lo tzish de shemayim pota. Le lishne basar, kimen de lei pota le mishim dabu le momin, shein lo itoivim, bo lo tzish de shemayim chayiv, le yedati lo. So now, we have here a machlokes, the Ran and Rashi. The Ran and Tosfos. The Ran is the pertinent Kasha and Rashi that if the longest of Mamin She'ein Lo Toivin, the Pshat is that the Baal HaMatanis can always be Matcha the Toiveya. So if that is the case, so this applies also by when the matonis are ben, when the matonis are ben, it could also be matre de teveya. What is the difference, the matonis are ben or not ben? So therefore, the Ran is chaylik on Rashi, umash mali dahochi koma, kiven the matne is kohune momin shein lo itoivim hu, נהדכי אסנאיו בעיניו מחייב משום מצווה, כי לאסנאיו בעיניו אין כאן מצווה ולא ידין מומן. הלכך פוטה לגב. So I saw in Kehilas Yake from the Stiplam, he wants to be mavair the Machlekes, Rashi, and the Ram. Let's first start with the Ram. He says, the Ram understood the taich of momen she'ein lo itoivim means, not als this din dechiye, it could be matre, no, momen she'ein lo itoivim means that the shevet kohune does not have any schusei momen in the matnes kohune. That means that there's a mitzvah on the bailim to give Zroi l'chayayim l'keiva to akoyim. It's a mitzvah. It's only a mitzvah. There's no schusei momen. I mean, not that the shevet kuhne has schusim now in the matnas kuhne. They have no schusim whatsoever. It's mine. There's a mitzvah on the bailim to give. Some meila. So, if it's ba'en, there's a mitzvah. Fine. There's a mitzvah on me to give. No one can mum for me. But I have a mitzvah to give. So memela, there's a mitzvah to give. If it's not ben, if I was mazik the matnas kohune, so there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give the matnas kohune. I was mazik it. No one has chusei momen in it. It's mine. It's mine. It belongs to me. It should be given. There's a mitzvah to give to the kohanim. I didn't give, so I was mafsid the mitzvah. But there's no schusei moment that the shevet kahanim has. That means they don't have any momentus whatsoever. There's a mitzvah, and I was mevatel the mitzvah finished. I was mevatel the mitzvah. Fine. But now money is not a solution. Money won't help anything. Pay. Who should I pay? What's in you to pay? You only pay if something belongs to Shimon. And I mazik Shimon's thing, so you have to pay Shimon. You were mazik his mammon. So there's a din tashlumim, you have to pay for the hezik. But if it's not Shimon's mammon, it's my mammon. This is my zroel chayayim v'keiver. There's a mitzvah on me to give it. So if I gave it, I'm a kayim a mitzvah. If I didn't give it, if I burnt it, so I was mafsid the mitzvah. That's my pickle. I lost the mitzvah, I was mevatel the mitzvah. Move shelo yuchaliskin, finish, I was mevatel the mitzvah. But there's no inyan to pay for it. There's no inyan to pay. Who should I pay? Should I pay the kahanim? It doesn't belong to them. It belongs to me. It's mine, and there's a mitzvah on me to give to them. That is l'chayr pshat in the Ram. That means there's no mamon shein lo teiva, means there's no teiveya mamonis over here. That's l'chayr the lashon of the Ram. Let us see again the lashon of the Ram. A mashmali dahochi kama kima de matnes kune mamon shein lo teiva. That means there's no one who has chusay mamon. If it's be'en, so not that you have mominess by me. If it's be'en, there's a mitzvah on me to give it to you. But if it's not be'en, ain't kan mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to give. The mitzvah is to give them on the schooner. The light in moment, and there's no schuse moment that the shevet kohuna has. Hilkach pota legamri, so say you pota to pay. Olefikach nirali, zukteran, that means, so there's no inyan lotzai sidei shemayim, but as frumkeit I should give a kohen. What's the frumkeit? They don't own anything, they don't possess anything. There was a mitzvah to give them out of the school, and I didn't give it, it's finished, so I'll give them money, ich mein, you won't accomplish anything by giving them money. This is the Shita Sara. Rashi says something else. Rashi says, Momen she'ein lo toivim. So Rashi says, Absalom this. Rashi says that, ein lo bailim she'yuchle letovay bidin. There's no bailim she'yuchle that no one can mon from him. He can say, I can give it to another kohen. So the Ran asked, so a bezoisa, filu when it's ben, can also say that, he can say, I'll give it to another kohen. Why dafke hamazik man is kun is potter? You potter a filu if it's ben. I'll come and say, every kohen that comes, I'll say, I'm giving to another kohen a good time. Zuk the stipler as follows. Zuk the stipler, there's a klal by mitzvahs. Is kaif anoisa chetayt nafshe. That means a person is chayv to make a sukkah. His bezman comes over to him. Rabbi, you making a sukkah or kaif anoisa chetayt nafshe. The bezman is kaif an kiyam mitzvahs. Now. A person, there's a mitzvah to give matnas kohune. There's a mitzvah. So Bezdin comes over, knocks on the door. No, Rabbi, what's with this roya chayayim v'keiva? Yeah. So you have to be mafresh roya kamechayim and give it to a kohen. Which kohen? You can decide, but you have to make up your mind pretty soon. Bezdin will be kohen for him. That's true. He has Tavis Hano. He can choose whatever kind he wants to give it to. That's true. But if you have to make up your mind pretty soon. That means either Bezin will take it away from him and they'll tell us who to give it to. But there's a din kaifen oisel a mitzvahs. He can't make dreidlich, not this kind. You tell us which kind to give to. You're mechuyev to give the matonis, and either you give us directions or we'll take care of it. But you can't be mafki yourself from the midst of this kind, not this kind, not this kind. You have to give it a coin and make up your mind, or else we'll be kind for nafshe. So memeila, when it is ben, Bezin takes care of it. That means it will be gotten paid, and he can fadre Bezin a cup. You have to give it, and you tell us which kind, and he can't say not this kind, not this kind, because Bezin is persistent. That's if it's Ben. If it's not Ben, so now the mitzvah is, it's not Ben, he burnt it already. There's no mitzvah. Now, but Rashi holds that there's a din, it's mamon hashevet. takim moment Hashem. Not the way the Ram held that it's not, that's a type of moment Shein Leitoivim, that Shevet Kuhuna has no schus a moment whatsoever. Nechte Ketot. Shevet Kuhuna, it's sich, it belongs to the Shevet. Which Koyim Proti it belongs to, that's debatable. So now the Etzim, the Zachir of Tashlumi Nezokit. I mean, you a mazik moment Hashevet. And Tashlumi Nezokit, but who's gonna schlep him Tadin Torah? Now Bezdin will only be Mechayiv. Now we're talking about Hilchis Nezokin. You were Mazik Shevet Kunim. Correct? You owe Shevet Kunim. But who's going to schlep you to Din Torah? You can't schlep, no Koyin can schlep you to Din Torah, because each Koyin that'll come, you'll say, I don't owe you. I mean, I can give to another Koyin. So on Tashlumei Nezokin, you can't schlep him to the entire. So the stipler, what'll be the Beispiel of the whole Shevet Kuna will make our show, and they'll give it to one coin, and listen, you get the money out of him, we're giving you our show that you can mun for us. That means that we have the whole Shevet Kuna, you're a Moshe from us to be Tevei at the moment. So Mamela said, then in Hanami, then if you'd make such a tzir, so then we mechuyev to pay, but it's very difficult to have such a tzir, to have all the kahanim shaboilim to make our show. That's mamela. That's shitas Rashi. So Rashi holds it's a din moment. Okay? So mamela Rashi and Tosfos can say, what if he was mazik? So mamela is chayv lotzis yidei shemayim. The zichachiv lotzis yidei shemayim. The zichachiv moment to the shevet kuna. It belongs to them. They have schusim mama. You are mazik their moment. A koyim prati can slap you to the entire because she can make dreidlich. That's right. Okay. So in Bezdin can't get involved in such a case because you can say, who says I have to give it to you? I can give it to someone else. But al koponim the zicha achiv tashlume moment. So memeila lotze shidei shemayim, you'll be mechui. Yeah. Meisvei. Fregt der Gemara Akash. It says in the Posik, Bizeh yeh mishpat akehanim, melameit shamatoneis din. So it says mishpat. That is a din. Lamai ilchese. Lav lohitzion bidayonim. So vaistochoyis, it's a din. And it's a mishpat, so the mishpat is chayshim mishpat. So vayso is that yochel leitziyam b'dayonim. So what does Rashi say? Mishpat melameit shematon is din. Dayonim niskokim lehem leitziyam b'dayonim. Alme. Koyin rishain hatoivon meitzion miyodai. So memele zogt Rashi, faker, the Gemara says that it's a mishpat. So, if it's ben, so lechayre, mein, the dead achiv is mistama als koyfen ala mitzvahs. Here it says there's a mishpat. A mishpat l'chayre means this a din tviyas moment. Melamed shamaton is din. Dayonim niskokim lahem loitziyam b'dayonim. So how does this work, Take? Alme koyin rishain hatoivon moitziyam miyodoi. There's such a din, he can't make dreidlach. That means he was mazik matnes kohune. He owes the Shevet Kuni Momin, and in its moment Shiyeshla, and that's the Aloche, since I don't know, he was Mamshe the Shevet Kuni, so the first Koyin that is Teveya, is Mechuyiv to pay him. The Kasha la Rav Chizde Doma, the Matnes Kuni Momin Shein Leitoivin. So it's a Kasha Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde said, Matnes Kuni Momin Shein Leitoivin. It's later on is Golgot. It says it's a din that is a tvius moment. And for the Gemara, loy lechelkim b'dayanim. That what it says, it's a mishpat, is not pshat that bezdin mishsech harayim to give the tashlumim to a koyim, what you said. No, when it is be'en, bezdin mishsech harayim to tell you which kahanim it should be given to. Uchte Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, Omer Rabbi Yoinesin, Minayin Sheinoisnim Matona Lekoyin Amoretz, Shenemar Vayoyma Loom Liyoshve Yerushalayim, Loseis Menos Hakehanim Balaviyim, Manyechsku Bet Yechesku Beteres Hashem. As Rashi says, speaking about Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat Vayoyma Loom Liyoshve Yerushalayim, Yehoshaphat is a harangim mishtar. Yehoshaphat told, you have to know, the losseis minos hakehanim valviim has to be given for the purpose l'man yecheskub b'teres Hashem. They should be capable of continuing learning. Kol amachzik b'teres Hashem yesh lo minos. Shein machzik b'teres Hashem ein lo minos. So memela, so the Gemara was matret. That what it says, it's a mishpat. The mishpat is who to give it to. Not to be meitzi b'dayonim. To be meitzi b'dayonim, you can't be meitzi b'dayonim. And it's not pen because it's mum and shein leitayven. Zot Rashi, l'chilkim b'dayonim. Dayonim oimrim loy l'Yisrael, loze tein matonis. This kind you should give the matonis, shulchava. Baltitein loze shu amoretz. So there is a mishpat who to give it to, or which sug to give it to, who you have your teves or not, but we have to tell you, we have to whittle down the amount of kahanim that you have a teves or not. The manyeches kubeteres Hashem. V'yayim olom, v'yayim shofet ksiv, v'divrei ha'yomim, seifet dekro, l'manyeches kubeteres Hashem, minos chelek kohunim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Fine. So if Emphod, that's the Mishpat. The Mishpat is L'chilka. Toshma, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira Oimer, Mishpat, Melameit Shem Atonis Din. That it's a Din. That's what we heard before also. Yochel Afilu Chazei V'Shoik Din, Talmud Loimer Ze. That is a miyit. The pasuk is speaking about zroi lechayim v'keibe. It says v'zeh yiyeh mishpat kahanim. This should be the mishpat kahanim. Zeh speaking about zroi lechayim v'keibe. And zeh is a miyut, but chazei v'shoik is not mishpat kahanim. There's no mishpat by chazei v'shoik. If you're telling me that the gather of Mishpat is who to give it to, Lamai Ilema Lechilkoi Bidayonim, Oto Chazei Vishoik Lav Bidayonim Mechalku, Chazei Vishoik Bezn Betzachnit Arayin Mishin, Bezn Betzachoik Arayin Mishin by Chazei Vishoik, Bezn will tell the Balakom, you should give it to a Ben Toire. Don't give it to an Amoritz. So what is Pshat in this Miut? We have a Miut over here. Elalav lohoitzi bidayonim. So kochoch, if we have a Miut, that Zroi lechayim is a Mishpat, and Chazei v'shoik is not a mishpat, sal kolchoch, that is in the din of lohitzi bedayon. So it's a kasha and Rav Chisda. Now let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, otu chazei v'shoik miloi bedayonim mechalkim, כלום היה יוכל לסיטן לכהן עם האורץ, ומנוס נינו. אלא לאו לא הציעי בדיונים. אלמה דמומן שיש לו טובים הוא, משמחי ממייד חזי ושויק. תקימן דלקפורה ולריצי בו, לא ישחייך תמעקת. So Rashi is now explaining that there's a mishpat is this by Israel chayim v'keiver, and the mishpat is this that there's a mishpat alma the moment she has loitay v'mu. So the moment she has loitayvim would mean that vice is the first koyin that's toiveya you give to him. In chazei v'shoik tekimen de la kaporo la ritzi bo lo yishchiyach de ma'akev. So it's not shchiyach de ma'akev. So Mamela, there's no mishpat. Will Zicha give it? The Taisves HaRosh asks the Kasha and Rashi. He says, it would seem from Rashi that by Israel HaChayayim there's a svara to say, could be the Bailam will not want to give it. So the Torah says it's a mishpat. Bezden, Mishazachain, and who do you give it to? You give it to the first Tiberia, it seems. That means if he doesn't want to give it, it's l'chad as a din of Tevis Hano. If he doesn't want to give it, so you give it to the first Taveya. That's the Mishpat. Chazei v'shoik, so theoretically, also should be the same thing. So Rashi says, but the case is not Shriach. Because since this a Kapor and a Ritzoi, we have to know what the Kapor and Ritzoi is. We're speaking about a Shlomim. Well, Kaponim is, others want to say the Kapor Ritzi is because there's a Pchina of Kahanim Oichlim, Bailim Miskaprim, and it goes on the Chazei V'Shaik also, there's some sort of a Ritzi. So since there's a Ritzi, Lo Yishchiyach de Ma'akev, so Mastam Baruch Zichu Giv, so it doesn't have to say Mishpat. So the Tais HaRosh Esran Rashi, זה זמיות. ואף אם לא ירצה ליתן, גם כן אין ממשכנין. I mean, we have to learn the פוסק אלך. If it would pshat is, if it only says, by זרויה לחייים, and it doesn't say by חזי ושויק, so then I could say what Rashi says. It says by זרויה לחייים, because their people don't want to give, so there it says, it's a mishpat. Chazei v'shoik, it doesn't say because normally people give. But the Tais HaRosh asks, here it's a miyut. A miyut means that you're not memashkin by chazei v'shoik. So he says, it means you're not memashkin by chazei v'shoik, means afilu, he does not want to give the, that's pshat the miyut. Not pshat the miyut, it's not necessary. V'zeh's a miyut. Your own bezin, the lonely, mishsech harayim, only by Israel Chayayim, not by Chazei v'Shoik. So why not? We're back with the Kasha, why not? It's also Matnes Kuna. So the Taisus HaRosh says, Amir de Kipshat in the Gemara. He says as follows, the Chazei v'Shoik, Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu, that the Kahanim, Azoichet Chazei v'Shoik, not from the Bailam, not Pshadis, he's giving from his Kolben to the Kohen. It's not like that. Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, Me'eis HaMokim, V'loi B'Bailam Talyan Nesin, and not Pshadis, the Bailam is giving to the Kahanim. Elakonam Hashem V'noslam L'Kahanim. Chazei V'Shoik is Pshadis, from the Kolben, it's Mishulchan Gavoya Kazochu, Vim loy nosnam, if he doesn't give the chazei v'shoik, you know who he's fighting with? Es Hashem ukeveya. He's handling with the Rabbeinu Shlom. The Rabbeinu Shlom said, these matonis are mine and I'm giving it to the Kahanim. If he doesn't give it, not the Kahanim come to him. He's not a Bordova. He's fighting with the Rabbeinu Shlom. Vein le Kahanim din olov. I think they bring from the Briska Rav, it's moiridik interessant. In Shoiftim it says, V'zeye mishpat ha-kahanim me'eis ha-om. That this is the mishpat ha-kahanim from the om. This is a ben adam l'chaveroi. That means the om gives them, so there's a mishpat. There's a mishpat. If you don't give some emailer, there's a mishpat. Who takes it? So the Gemara wanted to say now, it's moment she yes lo toivim. So a coin can be teveyet. By the Koche Amigdosh it says, Ishi Hashem v'nachloso yoichelun. They're eating, that's nachlos Hashem. So it's a mayor de kipshata, the Toises HaRoshlo, and pshat in the Gemara, that is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara wanted to prove that it's momin sheyesh leitoivim, and that pshat the mishpot is a mishpot. And the Mishpat, so the Gemara says, and it's talking about Lohitzi Bidayonim. Lohitzi Bidayonim, and the Kohen can take the Baal Zechoy, Israel Chayayim V'Kevel the Mishpat, but for Hezei V'Shoik, they have nothing to do with the Baal. So as Akaponim, it's Akasha on Rav Chisda. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara, Hoche b'may askinen da osu liyode. So the Gemara says, no, you're learning wrong pshat. It's momen she'ein leitoivim. That what it says, it's a mishpot. That this schusei mishpot, that the kanmev schusei mishpot. It's speaking about da osu liyode. It's speaking about that the Kohen got already the Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keve. If the Kohen got the Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keve, so Memele, now someone will take it away from him, so there's a Mishpat, it's mine. Frag the Gemara, the Yosel, the Yodei, Maile Meimre. So what's the Chiddush? So what is the Pasuk telling us? The Pasuk is telling us that if it's also liyodai, if someone takes it away from it, it's a mishpat. That's poshut. Now, before we go further, the Rishonim ask a kasha, if it is speaking about the also liyodai, so why by chazei v'shoik? What's the miyut? We have a miyut, zeh yilachem mishpat akahanim. Zeh, v'loi chazei v'shoik. See, if it's speaking about that a Kohen got it. So, why isn't there a mishpat over there? So the Rishonim asked this kashim. The Rishonim say, in Chanami, the Gemara could have asked this kasha also, but the Gemara asks right away on the Teretz, and you say it's speaking about Osa L'Yodei, so it's Osa L'Yodei, it's Pshita, so why need a Posik? With the Osa L'Yodei, my Lememra. And for the Gemara, the Osa L'Yodei B'Tiblayu, it is speaking about that when the Kohen got it, it was not mufrish. The Kohen had a whole behemoth, And the matonis were not mufrish. Kasava raitane matonis lehumu kemisha humu damien. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi. The Hoche B'maya Skinen, the Gemara asked Akashe on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said that it's Momen Shein Loi Toivim, and here it says it's a Mishpat. So Rav Chisda answered, Hoche B'maya Skinen, the Osu L'yode, the Kohen. But the Kohen got it already. V'acha kach gozlam zem imenu, and someone stole it from him. The Havalei Momen Sheyesh Loi Toivim. Shkva zocha behem, the Kohen was zoicha already in this matnas kune. The domi command the gozel mineglimit, so it's equivalent that someone stole his jacket from him, his beggar from him, his mechuyif to pay him. So here it's speaking about that he gave him, the mishpat is after he got it. Frag the gemore, uporech, idaosi, liyode de Kohen, Maila memre, pshite diyochel leitziyoi bedayone. It's poshe diyochel leitziyoi bedayone. There's a Mordeke Radbaz. I don't know if we'll have time to see over the Radbaz, but how he learned Elech Rashi, Uporich. Rashi says one word over here. I mean, how do you learn differently? I mean, the Takasha, the Gemara asks, Ida Osi Liyodi Dekoyen, Maila Memre, Pshita Diyachalei Tzibi. Why does Rashi have to put Uporich? Rashi adds one word, and he says a whole shtick teire, the Radbaz, on this one word of Poch. Anyway, so the Gemara asks Akashe, that if it's speaking about the Osel Yodi the Koyen, so it's Poshet, that Kamahadar, the Osel Yodi B'Tiblayu, that the Koyen got the whole behemoth when nothing was Mufrish, Habeim Shleim Ohisim Unachas Etzloi, V'zocha b'matonois mina hefker. So this is very unclear. The Rishash asked the Kashe, it says you have to give them. It says b'nosan, you have to give the matonois. What's that? V'zocha b'matonois mina hefker. There's a Psarashi later that says he told them you could be Zoich and the Matonis, and the Chiddush is Matonis Lehumu Kemisha Humu Domi. It's considered that they're Matonis already. But this Mina Hefke is very unclear. And the Chiddush is Kemisha Humu Domi, Vizoche Behen, but Matonis, Sheshovim Lechola Kahani, Mahani Shriye Imkoda. So, Bekitzer, that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. The Chiddush of the Pasuk is that a Kohen got a hold of it before he was Mafresh the Matonis. And there's a Lomdus, Afilu before Hafrosha, they also have a Shem Matonis. It's called Zroya Lechayim Vekev, even though before it was Mufresh. And that's the Chiddush that the Kohen could be Zoiche in these Matonis, B'tivlayu. It has a Shem Matonis, that's the Chiddush. Minahefker is a problem. But what Minahefker, the Baal Mef Stoivus Hano. That's a problem. Aval Chazei V'Shoik, Einai Elo Lo'isei Beisov, V'loi Mahani. So the Radbaz says, Pshat and Rashi, we have a problem over here. We have to understand, the Gemara said, if it's speaking about, I mean, we have a Amiyat. We have a Amiyat that it says that Zayim Mishpate Kahanim, Zroyloch Yahim is Mishpat, and Chazay Vishayk is not Mishpat. And the Gemara asked Akasha, how's it speaking about? There how's it speaking about? You see, it's Mamash Yesh Leitayim. So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking about that he got it already. So the Gemara is Pshita. So he mentioned that Rashba asks, the Gemara could have also asked if he got it already, why Bechazei V'Shoik? Is it not a Mishpat? Is a Miyot? Zeh B'lei Chazei V'Shoik. So the Rashba says the Gemara could have asked the Kash. But let's go for it. The Gemara says it's speaking about the Osi Liyodi B'Tiblayu. It's speaking of the Osi Liyodi B'Tiblayu. And he's Oiche. Frektach the Rashba the Kash. But what's Chazei V'Shoik? We have here a problem. Or we have here an ongoing problem. We have here a Miyot. That there's a difference between Israel Chayim and Chazay V'Shoik. Frektach the Rashba. So why by Chazay V'Shoik, if it's Osi L'Yodai, why can he take it? Why can he, if it's Osi L'Yodai, however it is, Matan Shleihum, why can he take it? So the Rashba says, here the Teretz, that because Chazay V'Shoik Mishulchan Gavoye Kazochu, he doesn't have any Bailas. So you can't, there's no Mishpat over here. That means the whole din mishpat is only by Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keiva. The Gemara again didn't mention this, which is a little problematic. But that's Pshat, the Gemara's Teretz, the Rashba says. It's telling us Achidish, it's mishpat by Zroya L'Chayayim, because there's a concept of Matonish Lehuma Kemisha Humudami. And by Chazay V'Shoik, there's no mishpat. Afila Osi L'Yadayu, because Mishul Hungavai Kazochu, so it's not his. He only has chus yachil, but can't shlap yenet adin teire, because I don't know, it's not my moment, so I can't shlap yenet adin teire. That's what the Rashba says. Rashi says, Rashi, the Radbaz wants to say, pshat in Rashi, that this bechlal no kashe, that means, by ul matnis kune, if a koyin got it, and another koyin takes it away from him, so he can schlep the second koyin to the din teire. It's a mishpat. Masha ein kein, by chazei v'shoik, there's no such klal. If one koyin took it and you stole it away from him, he can take it to din teire, because chazei v'shoik belongs only to the base up, eloloise base up. So that's pshat in the miyud. Pshat in the miyud is if another koyin, not from the base up, took the Chazay V'Shoik, so there's no din, and then a Koyin from the base of took it away from him, there's no din Mishpat. That's Pshat and Rashi. That is Pshat and Rashi, what Rashi says over here. Av Chazay V'Shoik ain't a loise base of v'loi mahani. So Memele, so forget, that's what the Radbaz says, uporich. The only Kasha is only from Zroya L'Chayayim. From Chazay V'Shoik is Bechlau no Kash, because since it's Mishulchan, since it belongs only to the base of, so that's good what the Pasuk is telling us. If another Kayan took it, I can take it away from him. So Memela, so there's no Mishpat by the first Kayan. Over here, since it belongs to all Kahanim, so if a Kayan took it, she belonged to him. So the Gemara says, "Ain't a chanami, but the chid that taked is a din mishpat, but the chiddush is matanish lehumu kemisha humu dami."